Hey, Pastor Jake here from Green Bay First. Wow, it is crazy to think about the fact that 2014 is already over and we're well into 2015. Time seems to fly so fast when we're looking behind us in January of each year. 2014 was a great year for Green Bay First. God brought many new families into our church, lives were transformed, and souls were saved. We had some great outreaches like Extravaganza, the Brat Fry and Block Party, and Fall Fest. We served our community by going out and ministering to people in assisted living facilities, helping some homeless shelters, and providing for impoverished families at Chapel School. We also have seen amazing things happen in our children's worship and youth ministries as a result of adding qualified people to our church staff. Other highlights that come to mind as I think of 2014 are our I Am Jesus series, where we saw over 40 people give their lives to Christ. Our missions convention, where we hosted around 15 missionaries and raised a significant amount of support and awareness for missions. And our life groups and Wednesday night kids ministries that exploded in attendance in the spring and fall. On a macro, kind of big picture level, that's pretty exciting. But do you want to know what excites me more about 2014? The micro level. I get excited and feel gratitude towards our awesome God flood my heart when I think of the individual families and people who have come in our doors broken and found healing, searching and found Christ, hungry and found the only one who can fill them. I get excited about kids whose parents didn't know Jesus at all and as a result lived in a very dark home who now live in a home flooded with his light. I get excited about specific people who have come to Green Bay First, had their hearts enlightened to the gospel by the Holy Spirit, and then were moved to action and began serving, giving, helping, and leading. Our God is an awesome God. He has blessed us in 2014. But here's what I want you to hear. He's not done yet. He's not finished with us yet. In fact, the best is yet to come. I believe that 2015 is going to be an even greater year for us as a church. I believe that even more people will be saved, transformed, and healed by the God who loves them. I believe God is going to do even more in us and through us this year. Pray with me that when we look behind us in January of 2016, we're able to speak of an even greater move of God in our church. Let's talk finances for a second. First, your personal finances. If you gave to Green Bay First at all during the last year, you'll get a contribution statement just telling you about that. And on behalf of the elders and staff here at Green Bay First, I just want to say thank you very much for your faithfulness. You can use that statement when you're filing for your taxes, and also you can use it to keep yourself accountable in your giving. That's what I do. I do the math. I ask myself, did I give a full 10% tithe of my income in 2014? Did I follow through on my missions pledge? And if the answer is to those is yes, then think about how God has been faithful to provide for you and your family. Does anything stand out? A promotion, a new job, a raise, money you didn't expect? And then thank God for those things. And if the answer to either of those questions, those initial questions, is no, then ask yourself, can I make that giving up now or maybe at tax return season so that I'm inviting financial blessing on my family in 2015? Or what can I do to make sure I'm faithful in my giving in 2015? Second, let's talk about the church's finances. There is much to praise God for in this area. We are a church who has seen significant financial difficulty in the last 10 years. There was a point around 2 years ago before I became the pastor here when the church almost lost the building. But God, in his mercy, provided a miracle in October of 2013, and we were able to refinance. Since then, we have had a much better financial outlook. We are not in an extremely healthy place just yet. We need to be more of a blessing financially to our staff pastors and still have a surplus monthly, but we are able to pay the bills, hire staff, and reach out to our neighborhood with the life-changing message of the gospel without having to worry about losing the building. That's a huge change from 2 years ago, and things continue to improve. I'm praying that 2015 is the year that financial problems become a thing of the past. I'm praying that we will see such an increase that we'll have a surplus, and the question will change from how are we going to find money for this to what are we going to do with the extra money we have? I know that may sound comical and a little unrealistic to some of you, but we serve a big God who can handle big prayers like that. One last thing before I sign off. Do you know why God has orchestrated a dramatic turnaround in our finances? I mean, there are a few reasons. One is your faithfulness. We couldn't do this without you. Another may be our commitment to reach out, spread the gospel, and deal with difficult truths found in God's word. But I'm convinced that the number one reason for the turnaround in our finances is our commitment to missions. Surprise, surprise, right? I know you may get sick of these two statements, but I believe them to be true. Number one, since God is a missionary God, we must be a missionary church. And number two, a healthy church is a sending church. I just can't get it out of my head. God blesses a missions-minded church, and he blesses missions-minded people. He's in the business of seeing lives transformed and souls ushered into the kingdom. Thank you for believing this and sacrificing for missions. In 2012, our church gave $13,240 to missions. In 2013, we gave $19,700. Last year, 2014, we gave $26,535. That means that we have doubled our missions giving in 2 years. To give you some perspective on that, a 5 or a 10% increase is usually considered good for a church. We increased 100% over 2 years. Thank you for being a people concerned with what God is concerned with, the lost being found by him. May God continue to knit our hearts to his heart for the nations in even greater ways in 2015. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. You are a huge blessing. Pray with me that this next year will bring even more increase and we'll see even more lives transformed with the gospel. I'll see you on Sunday.